Welcome to Mason City, Docs on Call, a podcast series with North Iowa specialists who educate us about how to stay healthy. I'm your host, Carol Gifford. So today's subject is neck arthritis. So for anyone who's ever experienced neck pain or neck arthritis, you can understand how the colloquialism of pain in the neck got its popularity. Unfortunately, neck pain is a common part of the natural aging process. Like the rest of our body, bones in the neck can change as we grow older. The surfaces where bones come together become rougher. The discs that cushion the bones of the spine get drier, and the ligaments that hold bones in place become stiffer. Here today with us is Dr. Ron Klock, an interventional pain medicine physician at the Mason City Clinic, who's going to help us understand more about neck arthritis and how we can best manage it to enjoy life to its fullest. Welcome, Dr. Klock.
Thank you.
So neck arthritis seems like it's a natural part of the aging process, and that's what we hear. Is that your opinion?
Well, in a way, we could have an aging of the joint itself, which happens to all of us. You have a joint space there with the cartilage, and it holds up in most patients. However, in a large number of the population, maybe 10 or 15%, it starts to collapse a little bit more. It dries out a little bit more than their neighbors, let's say. And all of a sudden, you have a rubbing of that joint. And the loss of the water content, the collapse of some of the water content in the ligaments and tendons causes these joints to collapse. And these are the patients who will start to have pain.
And so who are these people? Are these people that do manual labor? Are these people that sit at their desk too much? I mean, is there a typical person that's coming into your office that's getting a lot of neck pain?
Well, there could be a correlation with how physical your job was over your life. But we see this in all people. We see it in people who have had desk jobs all their lives. And I would say, yes, if you've put a lot of stress on your neck over your life, if you've, you know, lifted a lot of heavy things, farming and such over your life, that's going to put a little extra stress. But we see it in everybody.
And is there any way to sort of lessen the onslaught? I mean, doing exercises or stretches, or is this just going to happen over time, do you think?
There's really no good preventative measure. The idea that we could stretch our necks, you know, do a little of our own physical therapy is a nice idea. It probably keeps us to some degree limber, but arthritis is a thing that basically attacks our tissues, and it's not very reversible.
So when people are coming into your office and they have neck arthritis, but they don't know yet, what is their common complaint?
Well, a lot of patients will complain of neck stiffness and pain, and what they tell me is it hurts in the morning, and they try to stretch it out, and sometimes it's not very successful, or maybe minimally successful. And so if they come here with that kind of a stiffness, you know, we'll want to find out what else is happening. You know, do they have any pain down their arms? How bad is it? Is it something that can be relieved by over-the-counter pain medicines, let's say?
And so then how do you properly diagnose it as arthritis? What kind of, you know, exam do you go through to diagnose it?
Well, you'll want to take a look at their neck. You want to see what happens. You want to put your hands on their neck and see what hurts. You want to ask them, do their arms hurt? Do they ever get stinging sensations down their arms? You want to see their range of motion. But the real diagnosis is with imaging studies. So you don't want to forget about doing a physical exam. It is important, but our imaging studies are so much better than, let's say, even when I was in medical school. That was a few years ago now, but in those days we really didn't have, we had the emergence of CAT scans and MRIs right there when I was in school. But right now, it's not such a obscure test to get. So we'll want to get an X-ray to start, because that shows the structure of the joint very well. I think it shows it better than, let's say, an MRI. A CAT scan could be like almost overkill. You see every little thing on a CAT scan. But an X-ray gives you a good overview image of what the joints look like. But then you want to get an MRI too, because the other clinical condition that can mimic this back pain, it's evil twin, if you want to call it, is spinal stenosis, because that's a little more difficult problem. That's where the spinal canal in the neck starts to narrow and starts to put pressure on the spinal cord. Now, if it's bad enough, people will get that stinging sensation down one or both arms. But in its early stages, you could just get neck pain. So we don't want to misdiagnose it. We want to find out what it is. I don't want this to be a mystery for people.
So once you diagnose and you see it's neck arthritis, what are some of the treatment modalities that you recommend to a patient?
Well, at first, you know, you could ask them how much they've been doing, because they may have not been doing any physical therapy. It's not a bad idea to try physical therapy and try some anti-inflammatory medicines, and sometimes even Tylenol, even though that's probably, you know, considered the mildest pain drug. It actually works. So we want to see if that's going to be enough, because the treatment modalities after that would be, you know, types of injection techniques, which I do a lot of, but we want to see if the simple stuff works first.
And then will it progress and get worse over time?
Well, as far as the length of time that it would take for the joints to collapse and become drier, let's say, yeah, it would become worse. So, you know, I guess it depends on how long the patient's going to live. You know, if they have a long, long life. I've seen people into their mid-90s, and sometimes you look at their necks, and they have quite a bit of arthritis there. So you knew probably, if you could extrapolate backwards a little bit, that when they were 65, it probably wasn't so bad. But over the next 30 years, it did worsen and become more of a problem. It really depends on how proactive they are as far as getting treated, because a lot of people kind of suffer in silence.
Yes, but it sounds like you can manage, when you work with a patient, you can really help manage their pain.
Yes, the other thing that we want to look at, after doing the simple things, and you know, when a patient comes to me, a lot of times they've done that already. Their family doctor or nurse practitioner has had them do that already. So I want to know where they've been with this problem. But if we're talking about a definitive cure of the problem, we want to look at, first of all, what it is, right? It's arthritis. It's pain in the joint. So we want to do something to get rid of that joint pain. Now, these are pretty small joints when we talk about joints in the body. It's certainly not the knee or the hip, right? These are things that are less than a centimeter large. So we can't do a lot of, like, injections inside the joint, although some people do that. I don't find those are very long lasting, you know, because they're very, very small. It's a pretty painful procedure. So what I do is something, it's more kinder and gentler cousin, what I call. You know, you can do these steroid injections in the joint, which I don't like, but you could look at the little nerves that go to the joints. So these little nerves are a branch of the nerves that go down our arms and feel for things, right? So we find those little nerves right on top of the bone. The bone portion is called the lamina of the vertebrae. And, you know, it's a small thing, but if you look at it under a fluoroscopic x-ray, you can see it pretty well. Those little nerves live in the middle of that lamina. And what I do is I do a test first to numb up those little nerves. So first, we're just doing a test to see if we can get rid of your pain. And I'm going to do this at like five different levels, because you look at these x-rays and it's hard to determine exactly which joints hurt. And I've been doing this for quite a while, and I still don't know with certitude which ones hurt. I think they probably all hurt, to be honest with you. Or you don't really have to go and test two joints one time, three joints another time, four joints, or get the ones on the top, get the ones on the bottom. I just go ahead and do basically all five joints in the neck. The reason I say five, you know, we have seven vertebrae, because the top two really don't have the classic joints. It's It's made for more of a turning mechanism. So those have a different kind of structure to them. But if we're talking about the ones where you go from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, those kind of joints, those are the ones that are going to hurt. So basically, to make a long story short here, we're numbing up those little nerves that go to the joint. And the interesting thing about those nerves is those nerves are just sensory nerves. Okay, so in a lot of nerves in the body, we have both kind of nerves, which is motor nerves, which move our appendages or our body in some way, and sensory nerves. So you don't want to do anything, you know, bad to motor nerves, even if it hurts. You don't want to take out that ability to move. So we're kind of lucky in the neck and in the lumbar spine where those nerves that go to the joints are just a sensory nerve. So all we're doing is knocking out the pain. You know, that's it. That's all you're doing. So we're going to see, does the pain get marvelously better after I knock out the nerves? Now, when you do that, it's only going to last a certain amount of time. It's going to last 6 to 8 hours and it's going to wear off. You know, that's where people look this, you know, little unhappy in the office. It's, oh, it's going to wear off. But it's just a test, you know. It's just a test. So if it works, we can come back and do something more permanent. And that's where the cure, or, you know, the, let's call it a cure, happens.
Oh, that sounds terrific.
Yeah.
And very innovative.
Yeah. So you want to come back and you want to do something more permanent, right? So you're gonna actually going to burn the nerves, which sounds a little, I always say it in the office, it sounds a little crude that we're going to go in your neck and we're just going to start burning things.
Right.
But, a lot of people say, you're going to put a hot poker in my neck. And that's certainly not what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to put a special needle in your neck, which is a radio frequency needle. It's basically looks like any other needle.
And it's the nerve that's leading to the joint.
Yeah, correctly.
Right.
So.
And the joints are just so small in the neck, you can't go right into those.
Well, like I say, you can, but it's
tricky.
It's tricky. It's painful. There's always a chance that you could go through the other side.
Right.
And, I just don't.
And so burn these nerves, this is a permanent treatment and this will really take away a lot of the pain. Not all of the pain, but a lot of the pain.
A lot of the pain. You
know, and what is this called again?
So it'd be called radio frequency ablation. They call it other names. Some people call it a rhizotomy.
Okay. But you've gotten really good results with this patients.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, well, this is wonderful. And so if you, the listening audience, has pain in your neck and think you have some sort of arthritis, you too can get an appointment with Dr. Klock and talk to him about all these wonderful treatments that he has. So if you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Klock, you can call him at 641-494-5475. Thanks for being on the program, Dr. Klock.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Mason City Docs on Call. For more episodes, go to mcclinic.com/radio-podcasts.